Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Remember, my dear friend, Adam was the first man that was created by God, and he received only one command from God, and he violated this command of God in the Garden of Eden. And if you and I would have been there, we would have done the same. But here's a man from heaven who always, Psalm 16, in verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. John 8, verse 29, I do always those things that please him. And no wonder we read in John chapter 10, a little bit later on, in verse 17, therefore doth my Father love me. No wonder God the Father loved him, not only in his relationship with the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and his divine nature, which he always enjoyed a relationship with the Abba and the Ruach, the Spirit, and the Son, but now as men, as a human being here upon the face of this earth who came to die for the sin of this world, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received from my Father. We will get to the 10th chapter later on, but you can see that in John 4, John 6, John 8, John 10, the Father loved the Son. God the Father loved his Son because in addition to who he is as God the Son, now as man, God found pleasure in him because, as we read in John 8, in verse 29, I do always the things that please him, that please my Abba, that please my Father. So here back to John chapter 4, where Yeshua said, my food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. How to finish the work? What work does he speaking about, beloved friend, dear brothers and sisters? The work is the work of redemption. The work is the work of salvation. And in order to be and provide a salvation for mankind, God had to enter into this world in the person of the Son. And as a man now, he's heading towards that shameful altar. On a Roman cross, he will be hanging between heaven and earth. All the sins of you, me, Israel, the nations of the world, the kings, the rulers, the leaders, all of us are guilty in laying this man upon this shameful cross. And that's why he had to die for the sin of this world. And so to finish the work is where we read in John chapter 19, just towards the end of this gospel, where we read that Yeshua in chapter 19, on that shameful cross, shameful tree, he said in verse 30 of John 19, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished, nigmar. And he finished the work of redemption. He bowed his head and he gave up the spirit. And after 3 days, he rose from among the dead and he was taken to glory to sit at God's right hand until God will make his enemies his footstool. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, Here is the Lord Yeshua the Messiah ministering to his disciples, and now he's telling them in verse 35, "Say ye not, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white and ready to harvest." This is very interesting because he was speaking in light of his death to finish the work that his father gave him to do. And he says, don't say, oh, there's time yet. There's 4 months yet before the harvest will come. Remember, it was the time of Pesach. Pesach was now over. He is back on the way to the Galil. And the Passover, Pesach spoke of his death prophetically. And then the resurrection. Because 3 days after he rose from among the dead, later on we will see it, but prophetically, the season of the Passover is just about to end, and for between the spring season and the fall season, there are about 4 months. In Leviticus chapter 23, in verse 22, we read, "And at the end of the first 4 feasts, Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, and weeks. Pesach, matzot, katsir, shavuot. After the first 4 feasts, there are 4 months in between until the fall feast will come, which is the feast of trumpet, the feast of atonement, and the feast of booth. Tru'ah, kippurim, and Sukkot." So in between these 4 months, and it is very interesting, it's not a coincidence that Yeshua is saying to them, don't say, there are yet 4 months. Then come the harvest. He says, look, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white and ready to harvest. He's encouraging his disciples to share now who he is and the reason that Yeshua came, and that he is indeed the promised Messiah, and that he is the Savior of this world, and that he came to give his life a ransom for many. So he said, don't delay. Don't say there is yet time. And how you and I need to realize this as well. We need to be continuing faithfully to share the message of the grace of God with those with whom the Lord provide us a time to share with, and lead them to the knowledge of Yeshua the Messiah. And he continued now, beloved brothers and sisters, in verse 36, Yeshua pointed to the importance of winning souls. The importance of winning soul. "And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathering fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together." He continued, notice in verse 37, "And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labor." In other words, my dear friend, what the Lord Yeshua is saying to his disciples, that they are privileged to be able to share the gospel, but reap by seeing the benefit of hearing of others that have accepted and acknowledged that the Lord Jesus is their Lord and Savior and Messiah. They are privileged to be able to reap what even others have done before them in sharing that message of the Lord. And when you really think about it, the prophets of Israel in history have spoken concerning the coming of the Mashiach. They have already mentioned, Isaiah spoke about the Messiah. "Behold my servant," Isaiah proclaimed by the word of the Lord. And Isaiah 53, "Where all we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, but the Lord laid upon him the iniquities of us all," speaking prophetically about the coming Messiah. And others like Daniel and the prophets of Israel, Zechariah, spoke about the first coming of the Messiah riding on a donkey. So others have already spoken about it, and the disciples of Yeshua the Messiah will benefit by going and continuing that ministry that pointed to the coming of the Messiah, and they will benefit by reaping. People will come to know the Lord Jesus the Messiah immediately in those days when the Lord was still on earth, but then after his death and resurrection, when the assembly, the ecclesia, will be formed, and these early apostles from Israel would go and preach the gospel of the grace of God to the world that need to hear of the Savior. We read in various passages, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 1 verse 13, "Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was led hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even among other Gentiles, other nations." Paul longed to benefit from sharing the gospel and leading people to know the Lord Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul wrote in verse 6, he said, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man hath received his own reward according to his labor. For we are laborers together," he said to the Corinthian Shaul Paul, "with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building." Very interesting verses that speaks about the sowing and reaping, and the sower and the reaper are benefiting together. In Galatians chapter 6, we read in verse 9, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." Beloved brothers and sisters, how important it is to sow and to reap, to sow and to reap. And this is the, in a typology, in a prophetic order of events, this is exactly what Leviticus chapter 23, verse 22 say, that in the time between the first and the second coming of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, there will be this period of time. It is 4 months on a yearly cycle in for the people of Israel, but it is this long season of time in which we live in the church age, in which the preaching of the gospel continue on, and we are benefiting in seeing people come to know Yeshua. Others have labored before us. We continue to labor, but one after another, benefiting, because God is the one that bring the increase in his own time. So I'm back to John chapter 4, in verse 38, the Lord Jesus the Messiah said, "I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestow no labor. Other men labored, and ye enter into their labor." In their case, others before them, looking back even to the history of the prophets of Israel who labored and preached the coming of the Messiah, they have benefited by believing on him now, and they in turn continue on to preach that message to the nations of the world, while Israel at his first coming of the Messiah did not accept him, and the church age was born until it will come to its conclusion, and finally Israel will accept Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. But now, beloved brothers and sisters, we have arrived now into this next portion of the ministry of the Lord. This time is now in relationship to the Samaritans themselves, who heard this woman of Samaria saying to them, "Come see a man," verse 29 of John chapter 4, "which have told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Messiah? Is not this HaMashiach?" So they went out of the city. They were on the way to the Lord. They come and came unto him while Yeshua was ministering to his disciples, telling them, my food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. I came to give my life as a ransom for many, to finish the work that God, my Father, gave me to do. And he encouraged his disciples, his Talmidim, to continue in sowing and reaping, and sowing and reaping, in preaching and hearing others confessing that the Lord is indeed the Savior of the world. And so now we read in verses 39 to 42 how the Lord Jesus is ministering to the people of Samaria. Well, they finally have arrived. In verse 39, many of the people of Samaria, as we read, so when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. Can you imagine? Here's this Jewish man, Yehudi, from Yehuda, and the Samaritan woman asked him already, earlier, she says to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask to drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria, for the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. And now we can see this Jewish man, this Mashiach, this Yeshua, is requested by the Shomronim to remain with them for a little while, and he tarried with them. Beautiful to see in these passage, verse 40, Yeshua tarried with the Samaritans there for 2 days. Can you imagine what happened to during these 2 days? He probably unfolded before them the history. And again, beloved brothers and sisters, remember that originally the Shomronim, the Samaritans, were descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because they were part of the nation of Israel. The Samaritans, the Shomronim, became a mixture because when there was a division at the history of Israel, when King Solomon died and Rehoboam, his son, lost the kingdom, from about 930 BC, after the death of King Shlomo, there was this divided condition between the north and the south, between Israel and Yehuda. And what happened is that northern kingdom became an idolatrous kingdom and God judged them. They became mixing with the people that came outside from Ashur and from other lands, and they were mixed in so many ways. They did no longer believe in all the prophets of Israel. They believed now in the 5 books of Moshe, and even then they have changed many things because they didn't come to Jerusalem anymore. They went to remain in Samaria. That's why the Lord had to tell the Samaritan woman that salvation is of the Jews. You gotta read the scripture and upon the promises of God through the tribe of Judah, the Messiah will come. So they have deviated, they've gone so far, but Yeshua must have told them all the history. And for 2 days, he led them to understand that he is the one that is the promised Messiah that was promised to the fathers, to the nation of Israel. And so notice, after 2 days, he remained with them, he abode with them for 2 days. In verse 41, we read the result of it. It says in verse 41 that many more believed because of his own word. You see, many of the Shomronim believe. Again, I told you that today there's about 700 to 800 Samaritans left in the land of Israel. But in those days, there were many more Samaritans in a time when Yeshua came some 2,000 years ago. Many of them already believe because of the testimony of this Samaritan woman who say, come and see a man which have told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Mashiach, the Messiah, the Christ, the Christos, the Anointed One? And so many believe already. But in verse 41, many more believed because of Yeshua's words, not anymore only because of the woman's word. And we read here in verse 42, and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because thy saying, for we have heard him, the Mashiach himself, the Messiah himself, ourselves, and know that this, notice this statement, and I love this statement, beloved friend, that this is indeed the Messiah. This is indeed the Mashiach. And they continue, the Savior of the world. In Hebrew we say, Zehu HaMashiach, Moshiach HaOlam. There is a link between the word Mashiach in Hebrew and Moshiach in Hebrew. It comes from the same root word. In fact, there is a link between the name of Jesus in Hebrew, Yeshua, Mashiach, Moshiach, is the same root word, Jehovah the Savior. Every time when you say Yeshua, in the Greek is Jesus, and in English is Jesus, but Yeshua is the Hebrew word. Every time you say Yeshua, and every time you say Savior, Moshiach, is the same root word. Zehu HaMashiach Moshiach HaOlam. This is the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Amazing statement, the Savior of the world. No wonder Shaul Paul said in Romans, to the Romans believers in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, I want to read to you this very beautiful verse. Shaul Paul said to them in verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the gospel of the Messiah. Why, Paul? Why aren't you ashamed of the gospel of the Messiah? Because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. The gospel of the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, that he died, he was buried, and he rose again, is the only authority, the only dynamo, the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. What one must believe. I trust that you believe, my dear friend. I trust that you see that he indeed is the answer for sin, not works, not human merit, not human achievement, not religion, not man-made system. Whatever one does, it comes out of our own sin nature, but God provided the Mashiach, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. The Savior of the world. This is so beautiful. No wonder Paul Shaul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Messiah, for it is the power of God unto salvation, notice, to everyone that believe in. He continue to the Jew first, and also unto the Greek, unto the Gentile. La Yehudi barishona velagoy, to the Jew and to the Gentile. But notice, it says, for therein, in that gospel, in that good news, in that death, burial, and resurrection of the Messiah, Jesus, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith unto faith. In other words, when one believes that gospel, the work of the Messiah, then he being declared righteous by God. The righteousness of God revealed from faith, from emunah, from believing unto believing. One must believe in the person of the Lord Jesus the Messiah and in the finished work, his death, burial, and resurrection. The Apostle John said in 1 John, he himself said, this is a beautiful words that John mentioned in his epistle, that concerning the fact that God the Father have sent the Son. Notice that, 1 John 4:14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, Moshiach HaOlam. See, God sent his Son to become the Savior of the world. And so, beloved friend, we must recognize that Yeshua is the Savior of the world. And now back to our chapter. It says in verse 43, after 2 days he departed thence and went into Galilee. So now you notice, on the way, you remember what we did say, we began in this fourth chapter, when therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, Though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Now we know why he went through Samaria. He remained there for 2 days. The Samaritan woman became a child of God. The Samaritans, many of them became believers in him. And they proclaimed that he is the Mashiach, the Savior of this world. And so we read, after 2 days, now the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, in verses 44 on, you notice that now finally he is ministering now to the nobleman that had his son sick. And so we read, beloved brothers and sisters, and I would like to read from verse 43 to continue to verse 54 to the end of the chapter. This is very beautiful, because in verse 43, after 2 days he arrived, he had gone towards Galilee, and then there, notice in verse 44, Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. And you know, it is interesting, because he was that prophet that came to his own country, or own nation, the nation, our own people, the nation of Israel, and he, as it was promised, that he would come into this world through the nation of Israel. Micah chapter 5, we read in verse 2 in the English text, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousand of Yehudah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting." Mi'imei olam, we read this in Hebrew. The Messiah will be born in the city of Bethlehem.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m., at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.